Hello, I'm Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Seth Lender. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Eileen.
Mark, this is such a sad story. I bet you didn't expect to see a dead beluga when you visited the Arctic.
Well, actually, it's not that uncommon to see a dead whale. There are a fair number of belugas in Hudson Bay. What was unexpected was the bears. Polar bears in the summer are in what's called a walking hibernation, and you really don't expect to see them feeding, except as in this case where, by serendipity, there's carrion for them to feed on.
How many bears were there?
A lot. Once that scent is in the air, they come from all over. I was able to identify somewhere between 8 and 10 bears individually. There were probably more that I didn't see.
Wow. And how long did you watch this scene?
Oh, it went on for days. You know, this is a big animal. An adult is 16 feet long and weighs several thousand pounds, and this animal was almost an adult. So it took the bears quite a while to consume it. And, you know, interestingly enough, it was that fact that sort of took the edge off it for me. You really got to see, watching this, how everything fits together in nature. Here the whale had died, but the bears were fed, and somehow that all made sense to me.
Well, thanks so much for sharing this experience with us, Mark.
Thank you, Eileen.
Mark Lender is a frequent contributor to Living on Earth.